Check, check. Okay, so thanks for the few of you who came to our presentation, and welcome Nasreen to London. I was asked by Nicolas Bourriaud to think about the idea of exile in relation to works I made in 2007 as part of Holiday Inn residency in Lithuania, organized by Gasworks London, Triangle France Marseille, and Contemporary Art Center Vilnius. I made four pieces that were about the HIEJU, a Belarusian university that relocated to Vilnius after its forced closure by the Belarusian government in 2004. Two of these four works you can see here today, shown together with Nasreen's Pages magazine and her video Passage 2005. The Irka book at the table outside is a semi-fictional passport-sized book, including an email conversation with a Belarusian art student from the HIEJU, who was trying to get a visa to travel to London for the first time. And the other work is a video documentation of the making of the first group portrait of 500 Belarusian HIEJU students at the Contemporary Art Center in Vilnius. To make this photograph at the Art Center, which is in the center of Vilnius, I had to relocate the students from their university far away by bus, simulating their own relocation from Belarus. There are different ideas that interest me in these works. The idea of HIEJU as an institution in relation to students' individuality, and in the fact that they relocated the entire university, staff and students, to continue teaching and studying. Also, I became friends with one of the students, Irka, with whom I collaborated to make the book. The idea of exile or forced exile was one other aspect. So when I was asked to consider notions of exile, I thought it would be interesting to relook at these works focusing in the exile. I also started looking into my own personal experiences with living in different countries, my relationship to my country of origin, and my upbringing in a military family where I was forced to move to a new place often. During this interrogation, I had a lot of unanswered questions. For instance, how to relate to exile when a person feels more at home in the country is not their own, or when a person feels alienated in their own country of origin. As Nasreen said to me before, there are people in Iran, for instance, who feel in exile inside their own houses. Also, considering the dictionary's description, I have never been in exile. It was in this context that I decided to invite another artist for a dialogue whose work dealt with issues of immigration and who perhaps had been in exile before. When I approached Nasreen after seeing her video Passage at Art Sheffield 2008, she said she was happy to participate, but that she never considered herself to be or had been in exile. That made things more complex because I wanted to speak about a personal experience with exile while Nasreen had no interest in doing that. However, this conflict between us is an issue that comes with trying to discuss exile in a critical way. If we discuss exile from a personal experience, it is bound to fall into a cliché. And if we refuse to discuss personal experiences of exile publicly, then how can others know what exile is like? Nasreen and I believe it is more productive to focus on our works and in the dialogue between our videos. Nasreen's video, Passage 2005, is a constructed portrait of an immigrant woman selling magazines at a shopping mall in the city of Rotterdam, while my video, entitled 2007, documents a group portrait of 500 politically displaced HIEJU students at the Contemporary Arts Center Vilnius. Both videos deal with ideas of documentary, relationship, trust, and relocation, although they're also very different. After 2 months of an email dialogue, not knowing each other, Nasreen and I are meeting today for the first time. Our dialogue has already begun, and is still in progress as we speak. Today, stage one, we will play Nasreen's video passage followed by my video documentation of the group portrait. At the end, we will open for questions. Do you have anything to say about your work or our collaboration before we play the videos?
I only wanted to thank people for coming and also thank you for invitation, because it was for me great to be invited by another artist, and artist who says that she actually saw my work and she liked it and she invited me for this conversation. So better to see the work and then afterwards.
And then we can talk about it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.